Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. From Luke chapter 2. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was the angel with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on peace on earth peace among those on whom his favor rests." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. What a night that must have been. God taking on flesh and blood, the creator of the heavens and the earth, making himself present to save his creation from sin. And to accompany such an incredible event, something else incredible happens to let the whole creation know what has just taken place. And so on that night, the veil that separates the visible from the invisible, it's pulled back just for a moment. And lowly shepherds are given a glimpse of heaven. First, one angel ushered in by God's glory and bringing the news of this holy birth, and then suddenly, a whole multitude of the heavenly host, God's angels, proclaiming the gospel and leading the world in divine worship at the birth of a baby in a feeding trough. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all on earth on whom his favor rests. A grand birth announcement for such a lowly child in a lowly place. And the shepherd's response? Fear. They're terrified. You know, I always imagine them sort of being knocked to the ground, tripping over their shepherd's crooks in fear, unable to divert their gaze for the awesome sight that's before them, and yet still sort of shying away. After all, what else is a sinful human to do in the unmistakable presence of God's almighty glory? And yet, this night, in the presence of that glory, God's messenger brings, well, a message. A message to those lowly and terrified shepherds. Fear not. Fear not. Why? Well, because something new has just taken place. Something completely expected, and yet something completely new. A holy birth that shows forth God's glory in such a way that it brings not the wrath and anger of God, but his peace and his favor for all people. Glory, peace, and God's favor. Three things, all bound up in swaddling cloths and laying in a manger. In Jesus, God's glory is revealed. Peace is given. God's favor is lavished upon all of the world, all because of this Savior who has been born, who is Christ the Lord. This Savior who died on a cross for your forgiveness. This Savior who rose again on the third day for your justification. This Savior who will come back again to put all things right. And so it's no wonder that while the shepherds are looking up, gazing at the glory of God in the heights of heaven, the angel is actually directing their gaze back to earth, to focus on this earthbound child who has just been born, this king wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger, this unlikely ruler and Lord who brings salvation that the world has not known. Glory to God in the highest indeed, because now there is peace on earth. And his name is Jesus. And the peace that he brings, that's the peace that truly matters. Peace which the world does not naturally know. Peace which only God can give. Peace between him and his sinful humanity. So fear not, for unto you a Savior has been born. Now that angel message isn't just good news for those lowly shepherds, but it's good news for all lowly sinners. This is good news for us as well. If you remember, in the past month of December, our Advent preparations this year have been more focused on repentance, this preparing for Christ's coming on the last day when he will finally reckon with all of our sin once and for all. And along with that repentance comes this severe knowledge of the depth of our sin. That our sin has had such deep ramifications on this entire creation that it's going to take a vast restorative overhaul to fix the whole thing. And in such repentant reflection, it can be quite easy to fix our gaze on ourselves, to become hopeless, despairing, maybe even fearful of that day when God's glory will be revealed. And you see, that's when this angel message becomes so comforting to us, even now. Fear not. For God's glory comes, but he comes wrapped up in swaddling cloths. He comes forgiving sin. He comes healing the lame and the blind and the deaf. He comes hanging on a cross. He comes risen from the dead. God's glory comes, bringing peace and favor to you. And his name is Jesus Christ. I'd like to close with a couple of thoughts that Luther had when it came to Christmas. Here's what he says. Behold Christ lying in the lap of his young mother, still a virgin. What can be sweeter than the baby, and what more lovely than the mother? What fairer than her youth, and what more gracious than her virginity? Look at the child, knowing nothing, and yet all that is belongs to him, that your conscience should not fear, but take comfort in him. Doubt nothing. Watch him springing in the lap of the maiden. Laugh with him. Look upon this Lord of peace, and your spirit will be at peace. See how God invites you in many ways. He places before you a baby with whom you take refuge. You cannot fear him, for nothing is more appealing to man than a baby. Are you afraid? Then come to him, lying in the lap of the fairest and sweetest maid. You will see how great is the divine goodness which seeks above all else that you should not despair. Trust him. Trust him. Here is the child in whom is salvation. To me, there is no greater consolation given to mankind than this, that Christ became man, a child, a baby, playing in the lap and at the breasts of his most gracious mother. Who is there whom this sight would not comfort? Now is overcome the power of sin, death, hell, conscience, and guilt. If you come to this gurgling baby and believe that he is come not to judge you, but to save. Joy to the world, our Lord is come.